AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Still searching. Malaysia says the search area for missing Flight 370 will be expanded by another 23,000 square miles in the Indian Ocean if the jetliner is not found by May. The transport minister says Malaysia, Australia, and China are committed to the search for the Boeing 777 that disappeared on March 8th of last year.
If we cannot locate the aircraft within the 60,000 square kilometer, we'll continue the second phase of another 60,000 square kilometer search.
Angry relatives of passengers who drowned in a ferry sinking snubbed South Korea's president on this anniversary of the disaster. Most refused to meet her in protest of the government's handling of the sinking, which claimed 304 lives. Even after he was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole, former New England Patriots star tight end Aaron Hernandez is nowhere near done with his legal troubles. He's still facing separate murder charges in a 2012 double slaying and civil lawsuits. But this conviction was for the murder of Odin Lloyd. His sister says she's relieved by the sentence, but her brother's death still hurts.
It's a great day today. It's awful, painful day because we still have to relive the fact that we are here for him.
Federal fisheries regulators are closing the West Coast sardine season more than 2 months early to prevent overfishing. The AP's Jeff Barnard reports most domestic consumers aren't likely to be affected.
Almost all of these fish are exported to Asia, so I don't think it'll have much impact, really. People who are able to get fresh sardines on the West Coast probably won't be seeing many of those anymore.
This is AP Radio News. The Black Lives Matter movement and the campaign for a $15 an hour minimum wage merged on the street outside a New York City McDonald's.
Hundreds of protesters marched on the restaurant. Scores lay down on the street in front of it in a die-in, a tactic made popular in the protests of police killings of black men.
Well, the tie is, you know, social equality is economic equality.
Kendall Fells is national organizing director of the group Fight for 15. The McDonald's closed its doors during a lunchtime protest. The demonstration here is one of more than 200 around the country. McDonald's recently announced raises for its workers at restaurants it owns, but insists franchise franchisees are in charge of salaries in their shops. Warren Levinson, New York.
Marianne Shug Knight returns to a court later today in California for the end of a hearing in which a judge will decide whether the former rap music mogul will stand trial on murder and attempted murder charges. Winners in the Stanley Cup Series opening games, the Blackhawks, Canadiens, Flames, and Islanders. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.